I'm visiting with New Holland's Nigel McKenzie. And first of all, for folks that don't know you, Nigel, tell us a little bit about what you do for New Holland.
Sure, Chuck. I'm responsible for the marketing of combines and combine heads in the North American market, which is obviously predominantly in Western Canada and the Midwest states. I'm based here at New Holland in Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. I just saw the announcement that you've got new Harvester Series combines, the CR combines. So why don't we just start out with you telling us what's the big news on the launch of this new series?
Yeah, we're really very excited, Chuck. We've just launched at the Canadian shop in Regina a couple of weeks ago the new CR models for model year 15. And we really have a number of very significant improvements and changes and upgrades that we're very happy to launch to the public. I would guess probably the most significant one and the most obvious one when you look at the machine is the all-new Harvest Fleet Ultra Cab. That really is a product of our customer-driven product definition program, where we really look to develop and improve our products based on what our customers like and what they dislike. We've spent over the last, I would say, 3-4 years talking to a lot of customers, asking them what they liked about the cab and what they would like to change, and then making various iterations and getting customers again to sit down and review these cabs, and then again advancing and changing and upgrading based on what they said they liked and what their concerns and issues were. And I think that's really bears fruition when you see the reaction that we've had from customers at some preview meetings that we held through June and also at the Regina Farm Show. Really, the response has been fantastic. We've got a lovely, a lot of features to talk about. And I'll just, if you like, hit on some of the high points of the cab, because there's really so much there I could spend another hour and a half talking to you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that's this Harvest Suite. And the word suite kind of stuck out for me because, you know, that implies that it is fully featured, functional, and maybe comfortable at the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We chose that name when we launched the cab on the CR and the CX back in 2001. We called it the Harvest Suite cab then, and really the customers responded to it very well. And those we interviewed said, "Be very careful what you do with it. You have the best cab in the market. There's some things I'd like you to change, but I don't want you to go backwards." So we certainly feel, and the response from the customer is that we've taken it a step further, which is why we now call it the Ultra, Harvest Week Ultra. So, I mean, I will hit some of the key issues, or I would say the key points. Seats, for me, is a real wow. Customers spend a lot of time asking and talking about seats and the comfort. They spend a lot of time in the cab. Two things I would say that came out loud and clear in the clinics we did is that the taller operators, those guys with longer legs, wanted more room. They wanted to be able to stretch their legs more. And to achieve that, what we've done is we've scalloped the storage boxes that are behind the operator's seat. We've scalloped those out to enable us to move the seat back further. And that helps in terms of overall leg space. But also we made the steering column narrower to give more space around the steering column, the base of the steering column. So guys with long legs have now got more space to stretch and more space to put their feet. Another issue or concern was from shorter people, and in fact a lot of ladies, certainly in Western Canada, a lot of ladies are driving these combines, and they felt that when they adjusted the seat for comfort, they couldn't put their feet on the floor. They felt the seat was a little high. So we addressed that by lowering the seat pan on all of the three seat options we have, again, to provide the comfort and allow people to put their feet on the floor when they adjust the seat for comfort. As I mentioned, we have three seat options. That's an additional seat option to what we had in previously. We started a seat level. We call it the standard seat, but it's a very classy seat. It has a lot of features, a lot of adjustments, and it, in fact, sits a little bit above our standard seat in model year 14. It has a high back and gives a little bit more comfort and a little bit more adjustment than the current seat. We then moved to what I think will probably be our volume seat, the most popular seat, and that's a deluxe cloth trim seat. And that has all the features of the standard seat, but it also has a headrest and also both heating and air conditioning, very similar to, you know, top-end pickup trucks that have active cooling in the seats. This seat has that system as well, so it it really compensates for both cold in the winter when you harvest late into night, but also in the heat of the summer, the ability to cool the seat and that make it that much more comfortable. The top of the line seat is the leather trim seat. It has all the features that I've just talked about with the deluxe seat, so it's both heated and air conditioned, but it also has automatic weight adjustment, and also, as obviously with the leather trim, we include a leather trimmed instructor seat and also a leather trimmed cushion on the right hand console. So it's really a top end seat. We don't link it to any other spec, so customers can choose the seat they want within any of the specs that they wish. I would say the other significant thing internally within the cab that I'd like to mention is the right hand console. That's where all the major controls are, and we've made a number of changes there, again based on customer feedback, to try and make it easier and more simple to operate. When you look at it, Chuck, you'll see that there's a lot of similarity actually between the existing right-hand console and the new right-hand console, but some significant changes. And I know you're familiar with some of the high horsepower tractors, and you'll see some of the things that are very similar to what we do with high horsepower tractors. An example of that is rather than just having banks and banks of switches, and the operator having to look very carefully to see what which switch does what function, we have a diagram of the combine, and then the switches are located around that diagram of the combine based on where they're located or the action, the function that they're performing is on the combine itself. So, for instance, the grain tank lids, which are remote controlled, available on all of the machines, the switch to control the remote control grain tank lids are positioned on the grain tank on the diagram. The powered rear axle switch to engage the drive the powered rear axle is shown on the rear axle. The folding unloading augers, which are new, we have new options on our bigger machines, so the folding rear unloading auger, that switch is on the unloading auger. So it's very simple and intuitive. The operator just looks at the deckle and sees where the switch is. One of the things that we've retained, and that was again from customer feedback, was the direct access to the key controls such as rotor speed, concave adjustment, sieve setting, fan speed. The operators told us they liked the ability to go directly to a switch and adjust those functions directly. They didn't really want to go into a monitor and find the screen, scroll through screens, and make adjustments on a screen. So we've retained that those switches from our existing right-hand console. One other thing in the right-hand console I want to mention is that we've moved, we've changed the multifunction lever to a force-based handle, force-based design, and it's common in design now with our high horsepower tractors, our self-propelled swather, our FR 4-inch harvester. So it really has a look and feel of a New Holland product. And the force-based principle that we use to drive the combine is a system that we use on our 4-inch harvester as well. And it really makes things easier for the operator control, both at on the road at high speed, but also in the field or when hitching up a head, or when topping off a truck in the field. He can easily cycle from forward to reverse, control his speed, slow it down, speed it up very conveniently and very very easily. And it's got a couple of neat features. It's got two set points in terms of speed. The operator can set and toggle between those, much like a cruise control in your car, so he can set his speed either on the road or in the field. So it's a lot of functions and features in that right-hand console that operators will benefit from in terms of their overall productivity, but also comfort and ergonomics.
Well, that's the Harvest Suite Ultra Cab. I know that there's going to be a lot of interest in, you know, the power and the capacity that you've got. And according to the release that I saw, the flagship for this series is the CR1090 Elevation. Sounds like you've got some you've got a pretty good sized machine here to increase productivity.
Yep, so we're really pleased to launch the CR1090 Elevation. It's the highest. It has the highest horsepower engine of any combine available in the market, and it's a brand new engine for us. It's a 16 liter straight six engine. It's built by our in-house company, partner company, FPT. It's Tier 4B. With model year 15, we jumped to Tier 4B. We need to satisfy the requirements of reducing emissions again. So it's Tier 4B. Rated power is 598 horsepower, and its max power is an unbelievable 653 horsepower, which, as I said, is the highest in a combine available anywhere in the world. So it's great. It's great to be back to number one in terms of the highest horsepower machine available in the market. That machine is standard with our DFR. That's our dynamic feed roll system that we launched 2 years ago. And that sits between the feeder and the rotors. And originally it was designed as a stone protection system, an alternative for guys in very stony conditions, enable them to keep harvesting and not having to stop to reset their stone detection system. But we found over the last couple of years that we're getting fantastic improvements in capacity pretty much across all crops and all conditions. And people seeing certainly a 10% increase in capacity with that system. And to take advantage of the horsepower and the power potential of this machine, we feel that's required. So we've made that the DFR standard on the 1090. Also, we've mated it to twin pitch rotors. Again, something that we launched 3 or 4 years ago, and we see again big performance advantages by matching those two components, the DFR and the twin pitch rotors.
So for customers who are harvesting different types of crops, if I understand it, this new combine series makes it pretty easy to switch between different kinds of crop configurations too.
See, one of the big advantages, I would say, over the CR range, the twin rotor, I mean, it's a combine that works very well in a whole variety of crops. The fundamental adjustments that you need to make are simple in terms of your crop, your rotor speed and your concave setting. But I mean, if you're moving, for instance, between a small grain crop such as canola or wheat into a larger grain crop such as beans or soybeans or corn, really it is pretty straightforward. You do have to replace your concaves. But that's a simple job. One of the big advantages of the twin rotor system with our smaller diameter rotors is that your concaves are easier to manage rather than having to go all the way around a big single rotor. We've also made a number of changes over the last 2 or 3 years to give you better and easier access to take your concaves out. So once your concaves are out and changed, it's a case of adjusting your settings. The twin pitch rotor and the DFR certainly are less susceptible to changing crops and changing conditions, although in the extreme cases you do need to adjust the speed of the DFR, for instance. But again, that's something that's quick and easily done.
Well, I know you said this was on display or introduced in Canada at a recent show in Regina. How about down here in the United States? Plans to be able to see some of these out on shows this summer and fall?
Yes, absolutely. We have a number of machines that we will support all the major shows with. The 1090 will debut at the Farm Progress Show, and then we'll support all the remaining shows through the fall. Also, we have a number of machines that will be attending various dealer events and dealer customer events through the rest of the summer until we get into the show period. And we will also have three or four machines that will be out. We'll be demonstrating to key customers with our dealers through the early fall harvest.
Well, I know that New Holland has come out with a number of new equipment options, but I'll tell you what, this one's probably going to catch a lot of eyeballs when they see it out on the lot.
Definitely. For us, clearly the combine is being biased, obviously the combine is a factory on wheels, right? It's the most important machine that the farmer has really in his armory. He spends all his time looking at planting and seeding and looking after his crop, and then the combine is the machine that comes in to, and its prime role is obviously just to harvest his crop, but a CR does more than that. It harvests in an effective way, gives him very high capacity. He manages his short window of opportunity. It's superb in terms of grain quality. The twin rotors are excellent in delivering quality grain, high levels of quality grain, with an excellent grain sample with very low grain damage. And say, when we talk about things like the DFR and the twin pitch rotors, they enhance the productivity even more. There's a number of things that people will see when they see these machines in the show, and we make reference to in the I know in our press releases that I haven't had time to talk about, but there's an awful lot of things to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of changes between model year 14 and model year 15.
Oh, I can only imagine, and we'll have a chance, I'm sure, to perhaps see and talk some more about some of those changes when we get out in the field here. So I do appreciate your time here on Holiday Week. That's Nigel McKenzie with New Holland. We've been talking about the all-new CR Combine Harvester Series that's just been introduced here to North America. So, Nigel, I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Thank you.
All right. Let me go ahead and stop that.